USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the servicemen and women of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week till it's over there. Okay there, gang, it's time to nestle your frames neath the sound catcher and spend a half hour with your favorite people as per your requests to Command Performance, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. And here tonight at your command is one of your extra special glamour girls, the young lady we would refer to as our gal Sal, except for the fact that her name is Judy Garland.
When I place a bet, I have been a loser all my life. Two-year-old, I pick 'em back. I'm told, still I think in me you'd find a perfect wife. I may be wrong, but I think you're wonderful. I may be wrong, but I think you're swell. All of your ties are a crime. If here in you I pick rightly, it's the very first time you came along. Say, I think you're wonderful. I think you're swell. Are unsightly. All of your ties are a crime. If dear in you I think rightly, it's the very first time you came along. Say, I think you're wonderful. I think you're swell, but I may.
Many moons ago, a happy thunderbolt hit the picture business in the form of a bright new comedy star. His first picture was Up in Arms. And in show business talk, it was sensationally socko. A lot of you guys have probably seen it and probably, too, have heard a mail call that he knocked out your way because we have a neat stack of letters requesting Danny Kaye.
Hello, everybody, and gee, Judy, it sure is wonderful being here on Command Performance. And it was so sweet of you to drive me to the studio.
Well, Danny, I thought that was the least I could do, just to drop by your house and pick you up. I hope your mother didn't think I was too forward doing that.
No, she'll understand. Just so long as you get me home by 10:30 and my hair isn't mussed up. You will control yourself, won't you, Judy?
I'll try.
And this time, Judy, please, when we go home, let's not drive through the Hollywood Hills.
Oh, but it's beautiful up there looking down on the lights of the city.
That's all you girls ever think of, lights.
Well, Danny, you don't have to be afraid of me.
No,
for goodness sake, on the way home, please ride inside the car, not out and back on the spare tire.
Well, I get panicky when I drive with girls. I remember when I first arrived here in town, I went riding with a girl.
What happened?
I walked back in Santa Monica.
Oh, well, Danny, it's only because you're so shy and retiring that all the girls want to put their arms around you and mother you.
You know, I've been getting away with this pretty good so far.
One thing I'm sure of, Danny, you're not the least bit bashful when you sing, so how about doing one of your famous numbers?
Okay, Judy. May I have some soft Russian music, maestro, please?
I should like to delve into the Slavic mood and do a song that my father wrote for me when he was 9 weeks old. He used to take me on his knee and say, Kolya, my little gypsy, it's time for you to become a man. Time for you to go out in the world and learn the facts of life. So I packed my little Karzinka and I left. I wandered over hills and dales, small villages and pretty cities. And then I met my first woman. She was gorgeous, sensationally beautiful. When she walked, was like a little gazelle strolling in the pasture. And when she spoke, her voice was like the voice of angels. She used to croon this plaintive gypsy melody. Dinner. Is there anyone finer in the state of Carolina? If there is and you know her, show her to me, oh dinner. With her Dixie eyes blazing, how I love to sit and gaze in to the ease of dinner, Lee. I know that every night, oh, why do I shake with pride? Because my dinner, my change of mind about me. Hey, hey, cock the dinner, there's a dinner. If she wanted to see now, I would hop that old Selena just to be with her.
And do you know there was a famous singer listening very closely to your number?
There was who?
The great star of the Metropolitan Opera, Lawrence Melchior.
Whoa!
Hello, fellas.
Danny, I listened to your song and it was wonderful.
Oh, gee.
That's the kind of singing I want to do.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm through with opera.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Mr. Melchior. You're not serious about quitting the opera.
Sure. I like it here in Hollywood, where the girls take you up in the hills.
But, Larry, you're right at the zenith of your career. Why do you want to quit opera?
Have you ever seen those leading ladies? Most of them have figures like mine. I want some... One like Hedy Lamarr.
Hedy Lamarr?
How do you spell it?
H-E-D-Y-L-A-M-A-R-R-R-R.
That's it.
Well, Mr. Melchior, it's true that a lot of women in the opera are rather buxom. But take Lily Claus. She's certainly on the petite side.
Judy, there's always one little slim carrot in every pot of beef stew. Take my word for it, Judy. Most leading ladies in opera have beautiful voices. but you can paint Beacon Fan and Storage on their chassis.
I guess the leading ladies in opera are a problem at that, Larry.
Yes, they are. Let us get back to Hetty La Mama.
Oh, me? Yes.
No. Get a load of this Wagnerian wolf.
I really think
Mr. Melchior, Mr. Melchior, before you throw away your evanescent pipes to don a beret and sport jacket, won't you give us something that's right up the old Metropolitan Alley?
Oh, glad to, Julie. How about Vesti La Juba from Pagliacci?
Wonderful. Here on Command Performance, we try not to take up too much of your time reading the really swell mail you send to us. We just try to answer your requests as quickly as we can and let it go at that. And speaking of requests, our vice president in charge of wetting the thumb and tabulating the results of the V-mail, postcards, and hammer mill bond in general, decided to pick the most requested girl of this particular week. And she's here with us now, Miss Helen Forrest. Thanks, Judy. And hi there, fellas. I want to send Command Performance's regards to Ray Needham at 948, F.J. Greffer at Navy 1018, the Foggy Foggies at Hut 41, including Memphis, Shanty, Stinky, Granny, Cue Ball, Walkie Talkie, Plywood, Sack Time and Gopher Jim, and Serge Grunberg, APO4. The Bully Buff Kids in New Guinea, some 729ers, Webfoot Twins, Rum Nose, Woman Hater Amos, Toothless, Wheelchair, Galloping Domino, and Bookworm, Salami Potato at 30, Lance Corporal Hausen, and 14 of His Majesty's Marines.
And that 980 gang, Merle T., Peter Nose, Dozer Kelly, Old Man Dew, Casanova Rios, Hot Pusher Cal, and Short Drawers. And here's my song. I'm not much to look at, nothing to see, just glad I'm living, so lucky to be. I got a man crazy for me, he's funny that way. The stand. He doesn't holler, he lives in a tent. I got a man crazy for me, he's funny that way. Though he'd love to work and play for me, he'd be so much better off if I went away. But why should I leave him? Why should I go? He'd be unhappy without me, I know. I got a man crazy for me, he's funny that way. Though he'd love to work and slave for me every day, he'd be so much better off.
That was really wonderful.
And now, gentlemen of the AEF, in honor of the appearance on Command Performance of Mr. Lawrence Melchior, Judy Garland and Danny Kaye have written an original opera. This combination opera and clambake is called Modern Travel, or You Punched My Ticket Last Night, and I Got That Old Feeling. Tragic, isn't it, Danny?
Oh, yes, Ken. It's the story of a boy and girl who get married in Minneapolis and want to spend their honeymoon in St. Paul. However, like nearly everybody else today, they can't get reservations on a train, so these honeymooners have been sitting in the waiting room at the Minneapolis Railroad Station for days, but in vain.
Oh, I see. They're wasting their passion in the Union Station, eh?
Yes, it's very tragic, Ken. And as the scene opens, the boy and girl, sung by Judy and me, have just gotten up from the bench to go and plead again with the ticket man, played by Lauritz Melchior.
On with the opera. Curtain, ouverture!
Won't you please
Minneapolis to St. Paul.
We would like some fruit because our honeymoon is being wasted in the Union Station.
Little ticket from Minneapolis to St. Paul. From Minneapolis to St. Paul is positively all.
One lower berth. No, no!
One upper berth.
No, no! We sleep on the floor. No, no! If you want to get to St. Paul this season, you'll have to get a priority and a marriage. Ain't that good reason?
We are stuck in the Union Station.
What the fuck?
Oh, 6 months and desperation.
Blessed
event
of
Fairfax cigars. We will name our children after Pullman cars.
Oh, Pullman cars, oh, Pullman cars. They name their kids after Pullman cars.
Pullman cars pass out cigars. We'll name our kids after Pullman cars.
The Cannonball
Express. The Cannonball? Cannonball is running great, trying to make connections with the nickel plate. The nickel plate running fire, trying to make connections with the old Sioux Line. And the old Sioux Line keeps to the rail, trying to make connections with the Royal Mail. And the Royal Mail trying to see the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. And the Santa Fe, nothing slow, trying to keep up with the B&O. The B&O runs like a thong, trying to make connections with Iron Mountain. Then Iron Mountain is really terrific, trying to keep up with the Southern Pacific. The old SP running like well, trying to make connections with the St. L. The St. L, I must confess, is trying to keep up with the Hartford Express. The Hartford Express is going in phase, trying to make connections with the Boston and Maine. And then the Boston and Maine beats them all, trying to make connections with the Cannonball. The Cannonball running fine, trying to make connections with that old...
Eastbound Goose is off in a cloud of smoke, carrying with it Lawrence Melchior, Helen Forrest, Danny Kaye, and yours truly. So, till the next time the command performance is scheduled to pull in at your station, this is Judy Garland saying it's been good, clean fun, and I hope you're glad you came. Good night.